Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Love is Blind, Season 5, Episode 2, Recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Episode 2, we know you like these Netflix shows because there are no commercials. We're one episode in. We've met all the people. People are starting to pair off. How are you feeling right now?
You know, I'm feeling pretty good about this one. It seems like there's a little bit more drama, maybe, than what we've seen. Some of the backstory of some of the folks is interesting. And I kind of like the flow. It seems like it's going rather quickly. Because then we, you know, the whole goal of this is let's hurry up and get to all the
real drama
engagements and then get to the real drama, right? So, but they have some really interesting characters on this one. So I like how they, I like the casting they did for this one.
Okay. Here's the thing I noticed though. And I know you're looking forward to it because you made a point when we asked about who stood out, Estefania. We didn't see a lot of her in episode one. Are we hopeful to see more of her as this moves along?
I am.
Well, let's get to the ones. Gold cups up.
Gold cups.
Let's get ready to get into the ones that we do see. Like Aaliyah, Lydia, and Morris, right? Because remember, where we left off, we found out that Aaliyah is a recent cheater and Uche had a problem with it. Now, Aaliyah says Uche has to meet her halfway. And at the same time, Maris is like, well, look, hey, give him some time. Sometimes you hear something like that, you know, you just need to step away and think about it for a minute. And I think that was some great advice.
I do think it's great advice. I mean, when you're in the courting phase and you hear something about a person, you just can't judge them.
Right.
You weren't there. It was 2 years ago. So I think Uche is wrong to be so judgmental. And then, of course, she had Lydia hyping her up, you know, making her feel good and helping her console her a bit because she was, trying to console her. And hopefully that helped Aaliyah feel better. But I really think Aaliyah walked away from that whole situation more so feeling judged than worrying about if Uche is, you know, not going to like her now. I think she just felt really judged. And that's probably where a lot of that emotion came from. That's my opinion.
You know, it's funny you say that, though, because as they get back into pods, Aaliyah and Uche, that's exactly what she tells them. Like, he made her feel like he was condemning her. And like you just said, I don't think the girls made her feel any better. to their credit, they were trying their best to make her feel good. I don't think they helped in that. And she felt like, okay, look, you are condemning me. And now I'm questioning how I can feel comfortable telling you anything.
Right.
Without feeling judged.
Yeah. And I mean, that happens. That happens a lot in real life. That happens. You meet people and you try not to judge their background or their past. And it's not easy. I mean, I'm guilty.
He said try.
I try not to, but I mean, there's times I've done it where I'm like, wait a minute, you did what? And you go, what? I'm just like, oh, you make bad decisions. You know, I don't know. And again, that could have just been a moment in time in their life and they shared it with you. But that's just what we do as humans. We can just potentially judge people. So I don't fault Uche. I don't like how he handled it, but I understand.
I'm not saying you should have did it, but I understand.
But I understand.
Well, you know, the thing that with Uche, I like the fact that he goes and tries to explain. He says, you know, like, I have trust issues based on my past relationships and that feeling kind of scares me, right? This is what he says. And I think that we can almost all relate to that, right? And really, the thing he talks about is looking for something wrong in a relationship. And I don't know about you, but have you found yourself like, you know, looking for something wrong? Like, okay, what's wrong with this relationship, especially early on? Because I know that was always my thing. Things are great. You're like, all right, what's wrong with this person?
Yeah. yeah, I have. Mm-hmm. Because when things are going really well, you're, at least I can say for myself, when things are going really well, before I get emotionally invested, I need to find out what's wrong.
Yes.
Because if I get emotionally invested, now I got to say, hey, it's okay. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, you do a little crack? I didn't know that. But I'm emotionally invested. Now I got to try to make this work.
How do you go to crack?
I'm just saying. I know it's an extreme. It's an extreme. But I'm just like, you know, when you're emotionally invested, it's harder to walk away. And so you start to look for what could be wrong with this person. And that is that's a toxic trait to have, because you can always find something wrong with somebody.
Is it a toxic trait if we all do it, though? I mean, seriously, if everybody does it, is that just not a normal trait and not a toxic trait? And maybe that's just me being toxic because I don't want to be labeled as toxic.
It's toxic because think of it this way. Take relationships out of the equation.
Okay.
When you go to restaurants, are you trying to look at what chicken lobster looks delicious, but what's wrong with this place? We don't do that in every aspect of our lives.
That's only because that we're gonna get emotional. Walk back in the kitchen. That's the only reason, because we can't walk back in the kitchen. Otherwise, we would.
Okay. But then for those that have trust issues in relationships, you're trusting that in the kitchen, dishes are clean, food is cooked with good quality, and they're taking care of you in the right way. But I just think it's a toxic thing that we do, is that rather than focus on what we like about this new person that we met, we're trying to pick them apart and figure out what's wrong with you. And I had that all the time, because people would meet us and then they'd be like, oh, wait a minute, you're in your 30s and you don't have any kids. What's wrong with you?
Right.
And it's like, nothing wrong with me, you know, but we just try to think, or people try to think that about someone. And same as us. I'm like, oh, wow, you got two kids, but two different dads, you know, and quick to judge.
Right.
And shouldn't. But it's quick to judge. I still wouldn't date her, but still.
But you know, something's going to be good. You know, I mean, we all, when things are going, here's the crazy thing about it. And I really hate that you made such a great analogy, because it really was such a great analogy about going to the restaurant and everything's going well. It really was great. But you're absolutely right, because we do this. We want the great relationship. We want the perfect relationship. And then we meet somebody and everything's great. And you're going, why the hell are they single? What's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Let me dig deeper. Now, sometimes that's a good thing, because you find the thing. And sometimes you're fishing for nothing. But we all do it. And we do it with everybody. And if you've never done it, we'd love to find Jesus and commenting in our comments right now.
we do it with everybody, but you're right. I think we try to find, and whenever we find something that we think is the issue,
yeah,
we magnify it.
Yes.
To where this issue is big. It's like, no, it's not.
Right.
And think of whatever the issue is. Okay. Maybe they need to lose weight. You can do that in a relationship. You don't have to like end it with somebody because of that. Maybe they have bad credit, depending on how bad it is. You can fix that and work together. But we will magnify it into this little thing is huge. I've done that with people who, the first time I went to their house and it was dirty. I'm just like, oh my goodness, here it is. I know, exactly. I have one. I have cleaners that come every 2 weeks, clean my own house, you know, but I would totally look at that and be like, oh no, I can't date this person because they invited me over and their house was dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And I magnify that as if this is the end all be all, and it's not.
Wait,
but we just do that.
Or untidy, because there's a difference.
Both.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a fan of either one. My place is neither dirty nor untidy. But
yeah, we know.
She didn't live with me, and I don't live with them, you know. But if I met somebody and that's what I saw the first time I went to their home, I was out.
But let's be honest. Terrell actually doesn't even really live in his home. That's just the model home that they show everybody when they come to go buy a house in the neighborhood.
I'll take that as a compliment, sir. Thank you.
It is. It is a compliment.
Thank you. You've seen it. You've been here. Take it as a compliment.
It really is. I mean, the living room looks like a friggin'. What time is the property manager
the open house?
What the hell?
My place. That's my decorative style. I wanted to look staged, and my house looks staged, and it's immaculate.
Just don't drop anything in the floor, because he does wear outside shoes in the house. hey, Now, back to Uche and Aaliyah, because Uche, after all this conversation, they have a good convo about this. Uche tells Aaliyah that, you know, he's really falling for her, and he apologizes. And he steps up as a man and apologizing for making her feel condemned.
Well, actually, he started out being an ass because he said, did I say that? Did I say those things? No, I didn't. I'm just like, man, Uche, you're kind of being an ass right now.
Actually, you did, brother.
Yeah, but you're kind of being an ass right now. But he does let her know and helps her feel good that he's still interested. He's still in it with her. And I feel like that was a great moment for those two. And I think that put Aaliyah's mind at ease.
Now, the next thing Uche said, I was like, oh, I wonder if Terrell can. Because he goes, as long as you can be honest with me, I can accept anything. Mm. Terrell, could you?
Could I accept anything?
As long as that woman is honest with you and tells you, can you accept anything?
It depends. Mm. I mean, and I'll say it depends. Can I accept it in the moment? I can't say yes. I might need some time to process. Mm-hmm. And once I process, then I could be like, I can't. Or, hey, I'm good. Is there anything else? Anything worse than this that you're holding out? Because I need just get my mind right. So, you know, it just all depends on what they said.
Well, next couple up. There's a lot to be said here. Lydia and Milton, right? When they walk in, and remember, Lydia's coming off of this this letdown from Izzy. Mm-hmm. And Milton asks Lydia, hey, how's you doing? I'm not having a good day. Well, why are you not having a good day? And initially, she did what you would have done and lied and said, it's nothing. and then she got, why? Because then she got the Yanni bug and then told the truth and said, well, here's what happened.
Well, I see where you're going with that. And I see both sides. I think the way I would take that, if I was on the receiving end of Lydia, I was like, oh, so I'm second or maybe even third. So
I thought the same thing. See, wait a second.
Yeah. So it's like, should I be excited about that? No. I would have, I mean, if I was Lydia, I'd have said, hey, you know, I've been trying to explore some connections and I realized I didn't give you enough chance because I judged you based on your age. And so I want to like start over and get a fresh start.
Okay.
I would have said that. That's, but I mean, that's better.
No, I prefer the truth. At least the truth. You had a stronger connection. Okay, cool. All right. That's not working out. I do feel you though, in the back of my mind, I'd be like, because we always look for what's wrong as things start getting good. But what if this other mug decides to come back?
Well, but I think if you word it like that, then that, because to me, I would immediately put my wall up if you were to tell me that, hey, I really like this person and they ended it with me because they have a strong connection with someone else. I was really heartbroken and I was like, oh yeah, Terrell's in the pot. Let me go talk to him now. You know, it would bother me. But if you came at me and said, hey, you know, I realize I didn't give you enough opportunity because I was focused on the age and I'm trying to be different than the way I date in the outside world.
Right.
The purpose of this experiment is to try something. So I want to get to know you. And then later on, if you told me, hey, BT Dubs, I did have a strong connection with this person. It didn't work out. Because you know that I'm going to eventually see the show and I'll find out eventually. Tell me later, but at least I wouldn't go into it with my guard up. So I just wish she'd have like waited.
Well, thankfully she didn't follow your advice and she actually told him and she tells Milton that she was hurt, but she has no regrets because she was herself. And you know what? I feel that because had she tried to play another role and still get rejected, then you'd feel even worse, right?
Yes, but I think the common denominator in her being single and not being loved is her being herself. And sometimes
people
you got to look
the
at that.
Same about you.
Right. But all I'm saying is That's very true. But one thing I can tell you is I'm a different person from Terrell at 23, 24 to where I am at 48. I've had to do some work on myself.
She's not the same person at 30 that she was at 21?
No, I'm not saying that. But all I'm saying is you got to like look at yourself sometimes and do some work. Mm-hmm. You just can't say, hey, you just got to like me for me. I even had to do that. I've had to make some changes in the way I am with people, the way I am with friends, the way I am with myself. I've had to go through that process. Yeah, I'm just saying, Lydia, maybe. You might want to see if your company, I know the geologists have maybe an employee assistance program where you can lay on a couch, talk to somebody, and get some help. But that's
nobody
just my
has thought. Told her she talks a lot. That's the problem. And that was the problem Izzy had. Izzy just couldn't deal with her talking too much, and he wasn't vibing with her. That was his problem.
Look, I'm Puerto Rican. That's just who we are. I'm Puerto Rican. That's just how I am. I'm Puerto Rican. That's just how I am. I'm just like, see, I can't deal with that.
Let me explain something to you. We're West Indian. We can't help it.
Yes, you can help it if you want to.
Well, look, she wants Milton to open up so that he agrees and opens up and shares a lot with Lydia about his upbringing. Where was he born in Hawaii? Grew up in Japan. Is that how it went?
Yeah, grew up in Japan for like 9 years and struggled, you know, academically. He didn't feel he was smart enough. And all this other stuff. And then he comes to the States. And of course, he's smarter than everybody else. Something positive to say about, you know, these Asian countries' education system.
It's not just that. I'm going to tell you, straight from the Caribbean to the U.S., I'm going to tell you, there's a big difference. I was the youngest person in my class, and I actually should have been a senior when I got here. And they wanted to make me a sophomore because, well, you know, his age. Well, it has nothing to do with anything. I get it.
Yeah. So, you know, then sobs and he's smart. So, but he just shared just how that was difficult for him. And, but also what I like about what he shared, it helps her understand that he's a 24-year-old grown man because of how he thinks, what he's been through. You know, he already had his associate's degree by the time he graduated high school, starts college as a junior at age 18. He's had to be mature.
Yeah.
And so I think that helped her also realize, okay, I'm not just talking to a 24-year-old. Age is nothing but a number. But maturity level, we're equals.
I will say this, and because my brother right below me, I graduated high school when I was 17. He graduated when he was 16. When he graduated, I think he was a sophomore with one semester left in college, right? And I can say, thankfully, I didn't do that in the space like for him. As a junior, you're going in and you're on another level, you know, academically, but you still got to grow as a person socially. And we can see with him, he's having these social issues. He's having these, you know, fitting into society issues. And you can feel that. And I think we'll see more of that as long as he makes it through to the next stage. I think we'll see more of this. But you can see the issue he has there. But it's good to see smart guy doing it. And the one thing he did say, though, and this is where you see some of this introspective look. He goes, look, I love this process. It's been good to me. However, if I had to do it all over again, I wouldn't tell any of you mothers my age because you judgmental bastards.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he should have said, at least.
But facts, I get it. I get it. I can see how somebody would judge that. Right off the jump. I mean, even height. You could have a woman in the pod that's 5'6", and you tell her you're 5'10", all of a sudden she's not interested because she prefers guys 6'2".
Exactly.
You know, so totally get it.
Now, indeed. You know, the thing that he did was he asked Lydia if she could see herself marrying him. And she said today she can because he was vulnerable. It's the same woman who's just crying over Izzy taking him to the curb.
Yeah. Desperate. Yeah. She's
really? You're going down. You got to think of the process. They got 2 weeks to get together.
I get it. But it's just still. That's just because you're in the process doesn't mean you have to walk out with somebody. I'm not a big fan. It's not that I don't like her. I'm just saying I'm just not a big fan.
If Estefania had Lydia's attitude, would you still feel the same way?
Milton doesn't deserve Estefania. So we don't even need to talk about that.
Well, to Lydia's credit, she promises not to hold his age against him moving forward. And somehow I just feel like she's going to break this promise one way or another, right?
I don't know. I think that she's a person of her word. Mm-hmm. You know, she's Puerto Rican. They don't lie. So just how they are, right? So I think that she's going to hold up to that end of the bargain. Yeah. So we'll see.
Well, next up, Stacey and Izzy, right? And the first thing I'm thinking is how much Izzy is going to regret giving up on Lydia when he sees her compared to Stacey. That's the first thing I thought was to see him sitting there with Stacey and just like, yeah. But he sees, it's going to remind me of season four when people, they see, like, oh, that's what you look like.
You think so? You think Lydia looks better than Stacey?
Indeed. 100 times.
I look at Lydia being someone that would nurture Izzy, where Stacey is someone that's going to challenge Izzy. And I think that's what Izzy wants. Like Lydia would just totally be, hey, my love, and just make him feel good. But that's not what he wants. He wants someone that's going to challenge and push him. And I think Stacey's that kind of person. She just doesn't come across like the nurturing type, you know. But
Stacey's a dude. I mean, Stacey's a guy. She's one of the boys. I mean, think about it. Izzy reveals he gets more vulnerability from all his other connections, but he has more fun with Stacey. We don't sit around talking about our feelings.
No, we don't. But I think maybe that's not what Izzy
needs.
Wants. Yeah. It's great to say in the pod about being vulnerable and all that, but you don't want to be vulnerable every day, all day. I don't want to talk about your feels.
She's not
every
vulnerable
day.
At all.
True, but he's going to have fun. But also, she's someone that I think could check him, and I think that's what he might want.
It's
where he's not going to get that from Lydia. You know
it's
what I mean? Especially
for him. Yes.
But here's the deal: in your late 20s, how old is he again?
Is he 30 or 29? Somewhere.
Let me see. I'm pulling it up.
Is he 29?
Okay, so at 29.
And
there was a lot of things.
34. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things I wasn't ready for at 29. Mm-hmm. And if I was just with the one that was going to baby me and nurture me, I probably wouldn't have made it. I didn't date anybody really when I was 29. No, seriously. But I think at 29, you want that person that's going to push you. And because I've always believed that, especially when I was in my 20s, you hear that phrase, behind every great man is a great woman. Mm-hmm. And I always felt like the right person can take any man from good to great. But you have to find that right person. I think at 29, maybe that's where Izzy's mind is at. Again, I'm not in the guy's head. I'm guessing. But that's just what I think.
I get you're guessing, but all I get from Stacey's party girl, because she doesn't even try to be vulnerable when he makes that thing. She's like, yeah, well, that's just not me. And doubles down on her party girl mentality. So that's why for me, I'm like, I get you say, where, oh, he wants somebody, he pushes. No, she's a challenge to him. She's a fun party girl. She's a challenge to him. I think that's the part that he's attracted to, because at the same time, he's also attracted to Johnny, right?
Yeah.
And as we find out that he's torn about Stacey and Johnny, we find out that Chris is falling for Johnny. And so we get to see Johnny and Chris on their date next, right? Mm-hmm. And they have this spa day date. And they have no idea how to use anything that's in there, apparently.
No, they didn't. But it seemed like a nice date. It seemed like they were really clicking and vibing, you know, the whole time. So I was that caught me off guard. So I was thinking to myself that I even made a note that I'm like, hey, Izzy, you should choose Johnny, you know, over Stacey. But then when I saw the connection that she had with Chris, I was like, uh-oh, maybe this could be something.
Yeah, because Johnny's like, hey, she struggles to find someone who is funny and fun, but also sensitive and responsible and a good partner. She thinks Chris is that, right? And then Chris uses your favorite line, because, you know, Johnny, you make me feel a type of way.
Not my line. I don't say that at all.
No, I know how much you hate that line.
Yeah, like, oh, you make me feel some type of way. Well, what type of way is it? articulate what type of way you feel. Damn it.
What'd you think when Chris said he's in love with Johnny and her response was, oh.
I always think to myself, okay, this could be editing to help make drama.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's my mind always goes there first because it's so easy to it's so easy to judge. But I do think if I tell someone I love you and they're just like, oh, thank you, I'm like, swing and a miss. This probably was not a good idea for me to show my cards as early as I did, you know? So that's what I thought. But kudos to Chris. He's there for a reason. He's on the show with purpose. It's not just fun for him. And he's putting himself out there. And he felt that he had this really strong connection with Johnny. So I'm like, hey, go for it.
You know, Johnny then tells us, and she's in the confessional, says that she likes Chris. And as we get to our next couple, Johnny and Izzy, but she can't give up this fifth grade crush that she has on Izzy, right? And their date, they get a little deep here because, you know, Izzy revealing that he grew up Jehovah's Witness and some of the background that he had going on, finding out about his dad that wasn't.
Yeah. Dad wasn't his dad. Jehovah's Witness couldn't attend. And I think it's sad when you, because I remember as a kid that when we had certain events at school, there'd always be that one kid that had to go to a different room.
Right.
And I never thought about what's it like to be that kid.
Right.
Because if you're in elementary school, you're not hardcore about your religious beliefs at that age. You know what I mean? So you're just like, just getting left out. And you understand, because of my religion that my parents made me join.
Right.
I can't celebrate. Well, I mean, it's the truth, right? No,
it is.
What third grader was like, hey, I researched a whole bunch of different religions. And in my studies, I've decided that this is what I believe. No. The Bible says raise up a child in the way they should go and they won't depart. That's exactly what happened. And so I never looked at it from that perspective of the kid that has to get singled out. And so I thought it was funny that we said that when, you know, because she asked him, are you still Jehovah's? And he's like, oh, God, no. He goes, my first Christmas tree I bought, I left it up till April. It's like, yeah, you know, because he's never had to experience that. And he wanted to kind of have the family traditions and all that stuff. And Johnny coming from a large family, right? Mm-hmm. She's what, one of six? So coming from a large family, I mean, I can see how he would be excited about that.
No, indeed. You know, interesting thing is what Izzy does is then he starts fishing for info in the competition because, you know, he's feeling her and he's like, okay, well, let me find out how strong this other
competition is. What's wrong with her? What's wrong with her is what Izzy's doing.
Why you say that?
Just saying what we talked about. It's like, what's wrong with her? Let me dig.
Well, she finally goes and says that he's the one that she wants, right?
Right.
And then we get this other part because then we break out. She goes, gets on another date with Chris, who's ready to go all in. And she just breaks it off with him. And only thing I can think is she's breaking up with Chris. And the only thing I can think is, poor Johnny. Her mama was right. Here she goes making another wrong decision.
Well, I think in this situation, you got to go with your gut, right? If your gut is telling you, hey.
The gut's been wrong all along.
I get it. But still, you're going to go with your gut. You're like, hey, you know what? Everything about this Chris guy seems great. Mm-hmm. But I'm really feeling this Izzy person. And I want to explore that. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. We've seen that happen many times. Look at Zach and Bliss and Zach and Irina from season 4. So it happens. So I get it. I think she just kind of went with her gut.
Well, she goes back and her and Johnny and Izzy are back in the pods again. And she tells Izzy that she cut things off with her number 2. And he's like, yeah, I heard about that. I wasn't there to witness it. I was like, yo, Izzy had an evil smile. Man. I wasn't there to witness it. I'm damn sad I missed it. I wanted to see him bawl like a little biot.
So, yeah, I heard about that. It was crazy. So, I mean, hey, good for Johnny, where she says, hey, look, I'm all in on you. Mm-hmm. I got rid of my number 2. This is what I want.
Right. Then she decides to get, well, first of all, they talk about looks, right? And the fact that it doesn't matter how each other looks. And it's great to say in the pods, but is that really realistic that you, it may not be, okay, I'm not attracted to you because of the way you look, but does it really matter? Because, I mean, they know they haven't put any 400-pound women or men on the other side of those pods yet. But the day they do, will it matter?
Yes. It does matter how you look. I mean, let's just be honest with ourselves.
Yes.
It does matter. Now, here's the difference is you're in the pod and you're building a connection with somebody. And you're building a connection maybe with someone that if you just saw them walking down the street, you wouldn't have talked to them.
Right.
But now that you have a connection, now you're willing to explore it. But then if you come out and you realize, I don't even want to make out with this person, mm-hmm. it's going to be a problem. Because mm-hmm. then you got to friend zone them. Right. So looks do play a bit of a part. Right. You got to have some type of attraction. You just can't base it all on personality. So, and I'm glad they didn't really overshare, at least they didn't show us that they really overshared too much
right.
about how each other looks. Because then to me, that defeats the purpose of the experiment.
Exactly. Johnny then reveals the whole deal about her first marriage. Well, the relationship before the first marriage that led to the first marriage and led to the demise of her first marriage, right? All based mm-hmm. on her true love, who was not her first marriage, which was actually the rebound relationship. Jesus, it was a whole lot.
It was. And that's one of those moments where I would have to process and decide, hey, could I do this? Because my first thought is, okay, you're dating a drug addict. Mm-hmm. And I know people have problems and it's not easy just to walk away from people that you love, but still, I'll still have some concerns with how long did this relationship go?
Right.
And if I'm not mistaken, it was, did she say how long they were together? Was it like 7 years?
I couldn't remember.
I feel like I have seven years in my head for some reason.
I think she said it was 7 years ago.
Okay. Possibly. Mm-hmm. So you're madly in love with this person that's a drug addict. Mm-hmm. And then you finally decide to leave, whatever happened that made you do that. And then your rebound guy is the one that you married, mm-hmm. but you didn't love them or feel anything for them like you did for the person who's a drug addict. And right. then the drug addict overdoses and dies. And then you realize, okay, I'm more heartbroken over this than I am with the person I've married. So I'm going to get out of this. Yeah. Red flags mm-hmm. all around, you know, because that's just weird. Like, that's what I would be thinking. Like, wait a minute, you married somebody mm-hmm. you didn't really love.
Mm-hmm. Those are indeed red flags. And I mean, because he gets really quiet and I totally get it in that moment, but you can't ask her to be vulnerable. And then when she does, and I get it, you need the time to process, but there's no time there. But he does question her. Can anybody actually fill that void left by your first love? And I don't think she really gave a great answer in that one, too. Like, she said yes and no. And then no one yes.
Yeah. And then said, I've not felt the way I feel about you. I haven't felt this mm-hmm. in, you know, over 7 years. And I'm like, okay, well, that doesn't answer his question.
At all.
Yeah, doesn't answer his question. Because to me, it seemed like she was still, even though the person's unfortunately passed away, mm-hmm. she still seemed hung up on what that relationship felt like, the positives of that relationship. She still hung up on that. And so I would be just like Izzy and be like, I need to process. I need to think about this one.
And then he's having a hard time processing it. Johnny's going out of this and like, wait a minute. Because remember, she heard about how Chris reacted when he broke up with her. Mm-hmm. She tells Izzy this story and Izzy has this silent treatment response. And now she's like, wait a minute, did I let the wrong person go? You can see that processing in her head. And then she's going on and on in the room with the women in the living quarters saying that, well, if Izzy leaves with Stacy, then he's just not going to be happy. And I'm like, okay, that's just some hating stuff to do. I know you're in your feels right now. You made your choice.
Right.
Just because you made your choice doesn't mean Izzy has to make the same choice. And now right. because you tell him a story that he feels you probably should have told him earlier and he would have left your ass earlier. now you want to hate on Stacy. And I think I'm no fan of Stacy, but at the same time, I thought Johnny was kind of wrong in this place.
Yeah. I mean, you rolled the dice mm-hmm. and you put yourself out there, which is what you're supposed to do.
Yes.
You have to be open and accepting of the consequences of that. And the consequence of that is Izzy chooses to move on with someone else.
Yeah.
Great. If he chooses to accept you for who you are and want to be with you, great. But don't be judgy and mean about it and say, well, if he chooses Stacy, they're not going to be happy. It's like, you don't know.
Yeah, because they'll be fun. They're going to have a fun time because Stacy's the party girl.
Yeah. And it'd be one thing if Johnny was an expert on what happy relationships are like. She's not. So
she's how would she? Mom, they'll tell you.
Yeah. How would she? Her old mom is just like, maybe this isn't for you. Like dating. Dating people. Maybe you should just.
Maybe just need a dog.
Get you the five cats and do your lawyer thing and we'll see you at Christmas. But other than that, leave people alone.
Our final couple, Taylor and JP here on Ep 2. And, you know, this couple has been, we knew this watching episode one, that these two were good, right? They both seem pretty square, seem to fit together. Taylor asked JP about his childhood and he shares that his mom was abusive to his sisters and he really felt helpless to stop it.
And that's sad. If that happened. But what I don't understand is, are the tears real or is it for Netflix?
Mm.
You know what I mean? I'm like, you're a firefighter. You've seen some things and you've probably seen some things maybe equal or worse than what you saw. Mm-hmm. But the whole emotional thing, I just always question, is this real? Is this genuine? And it could be. I'm just saying, I tend to question it. But I think
I'm sure you're not the only one.
Yeah, I just tell him the question. I think it was good that he was able to share. Mm-hmm. You know, they have that good bond. If you watch all their dates, the note I made to myself was like, is this the season 5 version of Tiffany and Brett? You know,
I'm not gonna put it there because neither of them have the look or personality of Tiffany and Brett.
No, they don't. But I mean, just it's clicking. Like JP knew first date.
Yes.
First date in the pod. He was like, that's it. That's the one. Right. And so I'm just wondering, maybe are they going to be the Tiffany and Brett? We'll have to see.
It feels like it because no surprises. We get our first I love you and I love you too. When JP asked Taylor, what would she most regret not telling someone? And she's like, not telling you I love you. I was like, oh, isn't that cute?
Yeah. Yeah. It's cute. It's cute. So we get the first I love you out of all of them. And it seemed like it happened pretty quick.
Yes.
Compared to everyone else that we're following. It seemed like they just clicked really quickly together. That's where I got the Tiffany and Brett.
No, you're right. And in that space, I see the exact comparison. And I was kidding you about the personality and the looks, but I know exactly where you're going because what did we get? Our first engagement, just like we did last season, same thing. And I thought it was pretty cute and funny. Taylor practicing with the girls for the meetup.
Yeah. Yeah. What do I do? Do I stand? Would it be weird if I got down on a knee?
Like, if you don't stand your ass back up, girl, do not do that.
Right. But I mean, that's one of those experiences. I'm glad they showed that because you don't really think of what that's like in the pod.
Right.
That, okay, I'm going to propose and now we got to meet in person. I'm going to do it again. How do I do it? How should I act? Do I run towards them? I just stand there and take it all in? And then you slowly walk to each other. Do you kiss right away? Do you kiss with tongue right away? Is it just a peck? Like, you're all these things because you've not met this person. And you're also thinking, what if I'm not attracted to this person?
Or what if they're not attracted to me?
Exactly. I mean, all those things are on the table. So I get it, you know. But, you know, well, I think it's great that they practiced it because in the pod, you can't see each other. You can't see the reaction. And you kind of want to see that.
And I think it's great that they were that excited for her, too. So that was good to see.
Yeah. Because no one else was feeling JP. So they're like, okay. Yeah.
Thank God somebody took him off the market. Thank you, Jesus, Buddha, and who else is out there? Well, look, tomorrow we're dropping we review episode 3. So you still have time to go watch that. and we'll find out what happens next. Because I'm liking this season so far. We're only two episodes in. I'm liking it so far.
So far, I'm good. I'll admit, episode one, I was just like, yep, same old BS. But then in episode two, I'm just like, okay. All right, and now.
Please, let us know if you've gotten your gold cup already. We've already told you, go get your gold cup. I mean,
get them.
I got these in 24 hours. So,
yeah, means, on Amazon, really inexpensive. I think it was barely maybe $20, and it comes with two cups. Mm-hmm. So,
one for each hand.
Because you don't need it. And these things are super deep, right? I mean, have you filled yours up? Like yesterday, when we did episode one, I opened up a bottle of wine, filled it up. Mm-hmm. And then we get done. I pour another cup and realize the bottle's empty. This thing took up one bottle of wine.
You know, this is the one time in the first experience, when you're dealing with something and it's really deep and you go, that's a good thing.
But now we can see why they get so hammered on the show. Because we didn't realize they had that much alcohol in their cup. They have a lot. This holds a lot of liquor.
Yeah, if you're able to get in this, you'll be like, hello, hello, hello. Anybody else in here? I'm sorry.
Why? Right,
let's get out of here. I know.
You're 12.
It must be the water.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you found on the internet. We'll talk about it on the regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.